For days we dug, deepening the circle around the trunk. We didn't talk. In peaceful silence, we shared the work of my grandmother's great-grandmother. People passed us, but now no one said a word. They still looked at us from the sides of their faces, balancing buckets and headpans, pots and gourds full of water on their heads. We worked on. Creak, creak went the blue pump. One day, as the sun dipped below the earth's edge, Grandmother put away her hoe. "Now," she said, "we must wait for the rains." The first rain comes as fiercely as the first winds of the haboob. Grandmother and I stood in it, feeling the water dripping down our faces. We watched our necklace around the giant old tree's trunk slowly fill with water. The parched earth turned a shiny red as the giant raindrops plopped upon it. When the rain stopped, I climbed the tree and sat by a small hole at the top of the trunk, the hole that had been made by my grandmother's great-grandmother's great-grandmother.